You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We will also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429, or at phone number 561-705-7830. Now, stay tuned for today's broadcast. Good morning. Good morning. Today I'm so full of different feelings today, different thoughts in my mind. But before we go on to today's program, I want to say happy birthday to my firstborn son, Israel. Israel Morgan. I love him so much. He's 1 year old. God has blessed us with a family, and I want to thank God for life. I want to thank God for his blessings. I want to thank God for his word and his grace and his mercy and his love and his benefits. God is so good. You know, through adversity, through trials, through tribulation, persecution, confusion, whatever it may be, we could still give God the praise, give God honor and glory. Because God is good. In our worst day, God is still good. Because we know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy shall come in the morning. And I thank God for that truth. This is the last week, the fifth week, to read Psalm 103. And I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to read it slow. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. What a good God. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourish. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, his ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What a wonderful God we serve. And we know that the name of our God is Jesus, which actually means Jehovah, Yahweh, our salvation. God is so good. You know, I wanna open up myself to the, you know, these past 2 years has been rough for me and for my family. Last year, two of my aunts died. They died, and it wasn't expected, and we were heartbroken. And we just found out recently this week that my uncle, very young, also passed away. I've been to two other funerals within that. Some preachers that we know have passed away also. My wife's uncle passed away this year also. Death. Whenever death occurs, pain comes in. And it's okay to feel pain. It's all right to feel hurt, to feel, you know, the loss of a loved one. You know, God never said that we're not going to feel pain and that things aren't going to happen. As a matter of fact, the Bible does says that it's appointed once for man to die. Then there's judgment. You find out in Hebrews. And the Bible also says that many afflictions are of the righteous. Many afflictions. But the Lord delivereth them from them all. So that's the good news. You know, I come to find out whenever I go through a trial, whenever that I'm hit with reality, that we are just dust, that we are just here for a moment, I tend to draw closer to God. It reminds me of God's sovereignty. It reminds me of God's power. It reminds me that I am a created being. And that God is the creator. Jesus Christ I'm speaking of. My God, our Lord, and our Redeemer. Many of you listening right now can, you know, understand the pain that me and my family is going through. You've lost a loved one, a mother, a father, a role model, a counselor. You have lost possessions, maybe a job, which means financial security. You lost your peace. Children have gone to jail. Children have died young. Children are addicted to drugs. Things happen in life. And when we sit back, we say, why? Why, Lord? Why is these things happening? Well, we live in a fallen world. That's the number one answer. By one man, Adam, sin was imputed to everyone. But the good news is that God always has a plan B. And the plan B is that by one man, which is the Lord from heaven, righteousness now is imputed to everyone that believe. And it's by grace, hallelujah, through faith, through believing the word of God, through obeying the gospel of our Lord and Jesus and Savior Jesus Christ, we're able now to say, you know what? Although we do live in a fallen world, although we do suffer pain and persecution and loss and things happen, we fall short of the glory. And all these things that come upon us on a daily basis, we're able to say, yet he slay me, yet will I trust him. We're able to say, my Redeemer lives. Because God does live. God is a living God. And a matter of fact, I remember the story when Lazarus died and his sisters were crying to Christ, and Christ came and he said, Lord, if you was here, Lord, he wouldn't have died. And our Lord, our God, Jesus asked her a question. He said, do you believe that he will rise again? And she said, yes, I do believe. You know, the time when the end of days come in the resurrection, he'll rise in the resurrection. And Jesus Christ gave her the one answer, a simple answer. He says, I am the resurrection. So whatever you have lost in your life, remember that Jesus Christ is the resurrection. He has the power to resurrect anything. If it's a person on the last day, even now he could do it. If it's your finances, your peace, your joy, your love in your heart, God could resurrect it. Or he could resurrect it. God is a good God. I want to read you a scripture from Jeremiah. I believe it's Jeremiah chapter 9. I'm turning right now my Bible. It's in my hand. You can hear the pages on the mic. I'm going to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23. I love this. I love this chapter in Jeremiah. And I love this verse because it reminds me of what I need to focus on. It reminds me what I need to boast about and what I need to glory in, if there's any glorying for me to do. And it says this, thus says the Lord. He says, let not the wise man glory or boast in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this. And this is the answer, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Jeremiah 9, chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. God is telling us, don't boast about your wisdom, what you've learned, what you have learned growing up. Don't boast in those things. Don't boast in your might, your strength, physical strength, or if it's influence or money, position at a job, a business that you might own. Don't boast in those things. He said, let not the rich man glory in his riches or boast about how much money he has or the things he has acquired in life. You know, some of our listeners today, we have money. You know, we could buy what we want because God has blessed us with finances. But God said, don't even boast about that because those things come and go. Life is nothing but a vapor. It's a mist. Life comes, then life is taken from us. Don't boast about what you have, who you know, or what you know. But he said, if you're going to boast about anything on this earth, if you're going to be happy about anything, if there's anything to brag about on this earth, brag about this, that you understand and know me. It's so important, people listening today, that we understand and know who our God is, the living God, the God that we pray to and he answers, the God that supplies all of our need according to his riches and glory. The God that says that he is the resurrection. It's very important, people, that we understand and know this God. The God that revealed his name to mankind, Jesus. Angels announced his coming and told his mother to name him Jesus. And better yet, name him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This God is important that we understand and know him. With understanding, there comes safety. With understanding, there comes peace. The reason why a lot of times when we go through our trials and our tribulations and we fall back into our old self, the old way of living, after we came to know God, is because of lack of understanding. When you understand that God is a redeemer, when you understand that joy may endure for a night, that sorrow and pain may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. When you understand that the joy that comes in the morning comes from your Lord, the God of all the earth, the God of heaven, the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. When you understand that your joy comes from him and him alone, then fear has to leave. Confusion has to leave. And we're able to stand girded with truth and stand for the Lord and see our change come. You see, the Bible says that all things work together for the good. Let's go to it now. Let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we're going to start reading from, let's see here. The Bible is so good. We're going to start reading from verse 26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities or our weaknesses, the Spirit of God. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. How many times I know for myself that I couldn't pray. And when I just went on my knees and just waited, my help came. And I began to weep and cry. And I understand that now, that God even understands my tears. Because at that moment, right there, when I have no words to pray, in my lowest point, my lowest time, God is there interceding for me, praying for me. Because I know not what to pray, with groans which cannot be uttered out of my mouth. 27 says, and he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Whenever I pray, I want to pray according to the will of God. But sometimes I don't really know what God will is for me at the time. So I thank God that at those moments that he comes in and prays according to his will. He prays on my behalf, in my spirit, with his spirit. He prays for me so that whatever I'm praying for, I will receive, because I'm praying according to the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. And 28 says this is the key verse. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to this purpose. That's what it is. We want everything that we go through, the pain, the loss, the suffering, the good, the gain, the promotion, we want all of that to work together for the good. But do you know that some things that we go through that are bad could work together for the bad? It says that all these things work together for good to them that love God. My question today to you is, do you love God? Do you truly love God? When you think about Jesus Christ, do you get happy? When you think about Jesus Christ, does fear leave? Because the Bible says that perfect love casts out all fear, because fear deals with torment. When you think about Jesus and the goodness of Jesus Christ, the good news of the gospel, do you get excited? Do you love God? Do you strive to enter into his rest? Do you strive to do what he commands? Whenever you mess up, whenever you sin against the Lord, do you grieve? Do you feel bad? If your answer is yes to these things, then all things that you have been through will work out for the good. Praise the Lord. That's the good news. That's part of the gospel. The good news that our Lord died for us, saved us, shed blood so that we could commune with him, be close to him, receive his blessings, so that all things now that we go through could work for the good, because God has put his love for himself in us. The Bible says that the love that we have in our hearts comes from the Holy Spirit. It comes through the Holy Spirit, the love, because we can't love on our own. We can't. Read 1 Corinthians 13. Love. Can we love on our own the things that God says love is? We can't. But we can through the Holy Spirit. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Verse 28 again, the second part of it says, to them also who are the called according to his purpose. Do you know that every trial that we go through, everything that we go through has a purpose to it? And for us that love God, we will always find that purpose. If you look back in your life and you think about the things that you have overcome, don't you always say to yourself, man, it was good that I went through that, because I learned now through that trial, through that affliction, through that loss, I learned the power of God. I know that I've been through so many tests, so many things that no man could have delivered me from. But after God allowed me to hold on to him, after God had empowered me to pray, empowered me to trust him, he gave me a measure of faith and he allowed me to use it. Whenever I used and I came through that trial and that affliction, I always look back and say, I thank you, Jesus. And through all those things that I've been through, now I can say that God has given me the keeping power. Through my test, the testimony came, and now I can overcome the enemy through the word of my testimony and the blood of the Lamb. See, when you go through trials, God said it's all for a purpose. Everything, time and purpose works together. We see that in Ecclesiastes. Time and purpose works together. Read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it's the first verse. It works together. So our time of sorrow works for the good. Our time of happiness and joy works for the good. And it's all for a purpose in Jesus Christ. And it'll all be revealed to us through time. 29 says, for whom he did, I'm reading from still Romans 8. Now I'm at verse 29. For whom he did foreknow. Right? That right there is so important. We need to know the foreknowledge of God. Do you know God knows everything already? God already knows you. He knew you before the foundations of the earth was made. Before the seas were formed. And the animals and the plants and this planet. God knew you. He had you in mind. He had me in mind. And that's a good thing to know. It wasn't when I went to church the first time and I went to the altar and gave my life to Christ. That's not when he knew me. That's when I knew him. Praise the Lord. It's not when I was baptized in the name of Jesus when he chose me. It was not when he filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I began to speak in a language that I've never learned. And God humbled me through that experience. That wasn't when God knew me. God knew me before. And because God knew me, these things had to transpire. These things had to happen. Because God knew that I was chosen. God knew that I was written in his book, the Lamb's Book of Life. That's why he is the author and the finisher of my faith. This is God's story. My life is God's story. Your life is God's story. For us, for those of us that love Jesus Christ, God has given us a story, a script that must be played out. And the end of that script is deliverance. And the end of that script for our life is prosperity and peace. Hallelujah. And good health and salvation. Because the Lord God is our Savior. He is our salvation. For whom he did foreknow, God knew us. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. God, the purpose for us being here, God has purposed us to be here to mold us into the image of Jesus Christ. That's why he came also, to show us his creation, how to live. In John chapter 1, it says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Why? To be an example. Not only to die, but to be an example, to show us how to live. Our Father put on flesh, put on a body, came through the Virgin Mary, became the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, and walked among us, taught us how to pray. The disciples asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. And he taught them, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth, which he made on the earth. Think about it, as it is in heaven. Show us, God, what to do, what you already planned in heaven. Show us on earth how to do it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, today. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord taught us how to pray, taught us how to live, taught us how to witness to others, gave us the message, the gospel, gave it to his disciples. And through them, now we read and learn to do the same thing. He predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, them he also called. God has called you and me. And whom he called, them he also justified. Oh God, that's why you died for us. Now I understand you, Lord. Now I'm getting to know you, Lord. Now I could boast and glory in this. You justified us because you already knew who we were. You predestined us, Lord, to be conformed into your image. And you have called us. So now I understand the cross. Lord, the cross was for me. The cross was to justify me. So that where you are, I could also be. Wow. What a mighty God we serve. I hope your understanding is being opened up like mine is even more now. God is wonderful. God has a plan. God is not a person who reacts. He doesn't react to any of our situations. God has a plan. God is intentional. Whatever God has done and he is doing, he planned it before the earth was made. That's why when Adam and Eve, now I understand why Adam and Eve, when they messed up and they fell short and they sinned, God told the snake, he said, listen, through the same woman, my seed is going to come and crush your head. Crush the heels of my heels are going to crush your head, crush your authority. God already had the answer in mind. And that's why it says before the foundation of the world, the lamb was slain. Praise the Lord God. He is so good. He says, and also whom he justified, them he also glorified. Joy shall come in the morning, my beloved, people of God. Joy shall come in the morning because God is going to glorify. He has glorified us. It's already in his mind. When the enemy comes at you now and say, look what you're going through. Look how many people in your family died. Look at what you have lost. Look at the confusion and the pain you're going through right now. God doesn't love you. The devil is a liar. Now we know that God has glorified us. He foreknew us. He predestined us to be conformed to his image, to be just like him. Hallelujah. God is good. God called us and justified us. He removed the reproach, the shame. He removed everything and gave us purpose. So now, people of God, when things happen, give God thanks in everything that we do. I want to read one more scripture in closing. And it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And it says this. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Give God thanks and be blessed. Give us a call if you need prayer. 561-705-7830. Give us a call. We love you. Be blessed. Pick your head up. God is for you. Know and understand your God. In the name of Jesus.
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. How great.